You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the past year, New Zealanders have purchased a record number of pure electric vehicles at over 24,000, along with 88,000 hybrids, according to the Ministry of Transport. The new government has stated their intentions to scrap the clean car discount, along with the ute tax, from December 31st, 2023. I spoke with volunteer at Better NZ Trust, Rob Burney, about support for the clean car discount and began asking him if he believes the discount has influenced people's decision to purchase a pure electric vehicle or hybrid. Here is that interview.
Do you think that the clean car discount has influenced New Zealanders' decisions to purchase electric vehicles and hybrids?
Absolutely. And we can see this very, very clearly right from the get-go when you look at the Ministry of Transport data showing the numbers of purchases. As soon as the clean car discount came into effect, the number of purchases spiked. And we've seen that trend continuing over time with more and more energy building and more people discovering the joys of driving electric vehicles and not being shackled to the petrol pumps.
National plans to scrap the clean car discount by December 31st, 2023, along with Labor's ute tax. Why do you think the new government plans to take this approach despite clear support for the scheme?
That's a difficult and potentially politically divisive question. One could argue that one of National's talking points has very much been that people who can afford to do so will do so regardless of the cost of these vehicles. And that is possibly true among National's traditional voter base, who tends to be better off. And consequently, it might be seen as not essential for the people they are trying to advertise to in the forms of who they want to vote for them. Whereas for people who might be voting for other political parties, the Labour or the Greens, the left-wing bloc more generally, those people might need a little bit more money to be able to afford these policies. For example, we know that in the electorates in which National and ACT leaders live, these electorates are some of the most populous when it comes to electric vehicles. Clearly, people there can afford them. People around the rest of the country, maybe not so much, which is why the clean car discount is such a critical policy.
How does Aotearoa New Zealand's embracement of electric vehicles that we've seen over the past year compare with other countries?
We rank fairly well in terms of the uptake, and especially when we look at the clean car discount, we've seen the clean car discount being referred to as a gold standard policy. When you want to get people into EVs, this is the way you do it. You offer them a direct incentive and the ability to do so. Offering a charging station to somebody who can't afford an EV doesn't really do a whole lot of good in that regard. Mm-hmm. And this really follows on from the example of Norway, who have, of course, invested a massive amount of money in encouraging people to take up clean cars. And that's resulted in almost their entire fleet now running on either very low emission or completely zero emission vehicles.
Does the support for the clean car discount reflect the promise of ongoing change in Aotearoa's attitude towards electric vehicles?
I think that the promise of electrification and the promise of a brighter, cleaner future is something that most New Zealanders are grabbing onto with two hands and saying, yes, this is what we want. This is what our polling has suggested. And I don't see why anybody would want to support a move that would see New Zealand steering away from our clean green image. This is how we like to think of ourselves. This is how we like to talk about ourselves. Well, why don't we actually do it? This policy does it, and I think we should keep it.
Why is it so important that the clean car discount continues?
Well, I think there's two elements, and you mentioned one of them earlier, the proverbial ute tax, which of course doesn't actually tax utes, it taxes high emission vehicles, regardless of what kind of vehicle they would be. The clean car discount does this in two fashions. It encourages people by saying, if you purchase a cleaner car, you either won't need to pay a fee or we will give you some money back. And it also disincentivizes people from purchasing vehicles when they otherwise wouldn't need to, by saying, if you purchase a vehicle that emits high amounts of pollution, we're going to charge you extra for that. And when you look at the amount that people are being charged, it doesn't even really reflect the amount of damage that is being done by the vehicle over its lifetime. a new vehicle, you're locking in 17 to 20 years worth of pollution. That's not really a great thing to be doing at this point in time when we're still going to be paying for that. Well, our children are going to be paying for that down the line.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners today?
I think the best thing that I would say is get out there, support the Clean Car Discount, buy cleaner vehicles, look at how you can reduce your transport emissions by doing other sustainable things like taking public transport, walking, cycling, etc. And tell your local MPs that this is something that matters to you, that climate change is something that matters to you, and you would like to see them do something about it, something real and not just something made up. Let's take some real action.
That was volunteer at Better NZ Trust, Rob Burney, speaking to me about national support for the Clean Car Discount.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.